This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Imam Zaid Shakir, and I'm here to encourage all of the brothers and sisters, all concerned human beings who might be viewing this video, to support the Muslims and others in Syria who are struggling for their dignity, struggling to live a life that's consistent with the values of Islam, with the values of human decency, against the tyrannical forces that are arrayed against them. The regime that's being opposed there, we've seen how they mercilessly torture and kill children, how they use kill their opponents who are indirectly associated with any resistance, writing a song that's sung by a third party, coming back to torture the one who wrote the song, even though that person had no involvement with any demonstration or any protest. Now is the time for us to add our voices, add our energy, our spirit, our prayers to those who are resisting those tyrannical forces. Now is the time, brothers and sisters. As I look back fondly over the years I've spent in Syria, the wonderful people, the wonderful hospitality, the deep religious spirit of the people, their love for Islam and their love for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it brings tears to my eyes to think that many of the alleys that I walk through have been stained with the blood of those who are resisting the forces of oppression and tyranny. It breaks my heart to hear stories of scholars that I sat in their company and benefited from their presence being beaten and abused, masjids being defiled, and the list is endless. But we could complain all day, brothers and sisters. We have to organize, we have to come together, we have to create a critical mass of support outside of Syria for those who are struggling inside of Syria, and collectively, inshallah ta'ala, by supporting organizations such as those sponsoring this booth, we can add our voices, add our prayers, add our concerted, non-violent actions to those who are struggling inside, raising their voices. Now is the time, brothers and sisters. A lot of people will ask, why get involved? If for no other reason, this is the very best struggle we can engage in. As our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminded us, أفضل جهاد كلمة حق عند سلطان جائر, that the very best struggle is a word of truth in the face of a tyrannical ruler. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of you tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala bless you. And we pray for all of our brothers and sisters throughout Syria. I'm reminded in conclusion of a verse of poetry that I would frequently see on the walls of wonderful Syrian families that I visit and have been blessed to spend time with here in North America. أسير وقلبي بدمشق أسير. I travel and my heart is a prisoner in Damascus. Brothers and sisters, let's struggle, let's work so that Damascus and the rest of Syria doesn't continue to be a prison. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.